Well, good evening, Audio Boo. This is a quick boo in response to the boo that Alex posted, or the two boos that Alex posted earlier on today about friends and technology. And although I commented on the boos at the time on their Audio Boo page, I thought I'd just kind of put my two penneth in. While it was kind of still fresh in my mind. And it's quite interesting actually because I've picked up my iPhone to record this boo because that's generally how I record about 90% of my boos. I either use my iPhone or sometimes I use the website or sometimes I record them straight as a voice memo and upload them by email. But I came to use the iPhone and noticed that my battery had gone below 20%. And there was a little message on the screen to say, oh, your battery's less than 20%, you know, warning. And I thought, oh, that's going to be a bit of a pain because it'll probably flatten it out completely doing the audio boot and, you know, might even cut out partway through. So the first thing I did was reach for a bit of technology, which is my Power Monkey, which is just basically a portable power cell that means I don't have to plug the iPhone into the mains. I can just plug it straight into the iPhone and it will charge the iPhone and give me the power I need to record this. The thing I like about this bit of kit is I can either charge it up from the mains, plug it in like I would plug the phone in, but I can carry it around with me and it will give me somewhere in the region of about 2 charges in my phone. But it will also charge from a little mini solar panel that comes with it. And while I was on holiday in October, I was using that all the time basically to run my phone off of because I wasn't using the phone a lot because there was no signal. But the Power Monkey Explorer is the model, was enough power to actually run my phone for the little bit that I was using it when it was fantastic, and I could just charge it off the solar panel and keep the Power Monkey topped up. That's a bit of an aside because that wasn't really what I had set out to talk about. I think probably for me, technology, people tend to call me a geek, and people tend to kind of call me a bit of a gadget geek. If there's a gadget going, I've probably got it or have looked at it or have played with it. But that said, I wouldn't class myself as an early adopter. When the first iPhone came out, I didn't get one. I didn't get an iPhone until I think it was the third generation, the 3GS, which is the one I've got now, because it didn't quite do what I wanted it to do. And it wasn't until the 3GS came out that it really did everything that I wanted. I wanted it to be able to take good video, take good photographs, not, you know, massively high quality, but enough that I could, you know, upload them to the blog and, you know, basically run my blog from my phone. There are other things that it didn't do as well. So until the 3GS came out, I didn't bother. Now it does everything I want. And I'll be a bit lost without it, to be honest. I haven't upgraded it to the latest version because I think the latest version's got faults. So, you know, I don't go for every gadget. I haven't yet got an iPad. And I say yet because, again, I think I'm waiting for the slightly upgraded version that will probably come out in 12, 18 months' time. I do, however, carry nearly everywhere in my backpack a little 10-inch netbook, which I use for, you know, reading, writing, emails, etc. I also carry with that a little portable MiFi, which is basically a mobile Wi-Fi hotspot that I can connect 5 different devices to without having to worry about picking up Wi-Fi or having a fixed internet connection, and you know, that's fantastic. Okay, it's not necessarily any better than a good mobile phone signal, but it does mean that I don't need to have every device having a SIM card in it or a Wi-Fi connection. I can just use that one device to power lots of things. So, you know, my backpack is full of kit. There's, you know, also a variety of other things in there at various times, including a little portable video camera, stills camera. Generally, it's packed for whatever I need for that particular day or few days that I'm out and about. And, you know, I would gladly trade it in for something lighter weight. And it is how I stay in touch with people. I see my blogs not as journals so much as scrapbooks. I think when I was a kid back in the 70s, I used to collect postcards and press cuttings and things and put them in a scrapbook. That was my blog of the time. They were the sort of memories and things that I wanted to record and preserve. And somewhere, some of those scrapbooks still exist, probably in my parents' loft, actually. And they're probably cursing me for it because, you know, they frequently tell me that half the junk in their house is mine. You know, at what point am I coming around to move it into my house? At which point I say, well, actually, my house is full of junk, so I'll leave it with you if that's all right. And they kind of wryly smile. And I know, you know, God forbid the day that they pass away, but I'm going to have to clear out their house and it's mostly going to be my stuff. So it might just be easier to move in there, I guess. Park that thought for now. So I, you know, I've been blogging since probably the early 90s, probably about 93, 94. I started out with a blog that was Tonto's Tales. I can't actually remember what platform I was using at the time, but I moved then on to Blogger with a blog called Environment of Mind, and then on to a blog which is the current one, which is still there on Blogger, which is Wild Tales, or Tales of the Wild is the URL. And I don't really now write directly onto that blog. I go there occasionally to do a bit of housekeeping, but that's about it. I mainly use Posterous, and I mainly use Posterous because, again, I treat it as a scrapbook, and it's a way of, you know, recording whatever I've found, pictures, video, audio, and putting it there to have for me, but also to connect with the people that I know online. And sometimes people comment on the posts and sometimes they don't. You know, and that's cool because I get a lot of interaction also through Twitter. You know, I think last night I was again trading Twitter messages with Alex, and also this morning trading them with Will and Maria. And that's, you know, that's kind of where technology is in my life. I don't use a lot of that stuff at work. In fact, I generally shy away from being knowledgeable about that sort of thing because I don't want my work life connected with what I do outside of work. Partly there's the kind of fear of being deuced, which I think I've talked about before, but also, you know, I'm not particularly bothered if people, you know, find the stuff, but, you know, I'm not quite sure what they'd make of it, so, you know, generally I keep the two separate. That said, in the last sort of couple of months, I have been called on to do some video work, which, you know, I've quite enjoyed. I've done some voiceover work on videos, I've done some video editing, all of which I've pretty much done with my own kit, because the kit that we had at work just wasn't up to the job. And nobody's questioned that. You know, nobody said, oh, how do you know how to do that? You know, it's just been one of those things that I've done. And I'm going to have to park this as part one because I'm coming up to 9.5 minutes and carry on for part two. I'll speak to you soon.